This is a Fox News alert. The U.S. is ready to punish Russia some more. I'm Dave Anthony.
The United States stands with the people of Ukraine and their bravery as they bravely fight to defend their country.
And President Biden says more American aid is coming in the battle against Russian leader Vladimir Putin.
The United States and our allies and partners continue to work in lockstep to ramp up the economic pressures on Putin and to further isolate Russia in the global stage.
They are banning more Russian product imports, diamonds, seafoods, and vodka, and will revoke Russia's most favored nation trade status.
That would greatly curtail their membership in the WTO because it brings harsher consequences on Russian exports. This will not take effect, though, until Congress passes legislation. However, that's not likely an issue after we've already heard those bipartisan calls from lawmakers to target Russia's trade relations.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. Vice President Harris is in Romania.
We will do all that is required to put resources into the humanitarian piece of this.
Romania is housing some of the 2.5 million Ukrainians who fled the country. More are trying to leave but can't in some bombed out cities.
We are doing everything to save our people in the cities that the enemy just wants to destroy. But Mariupol and Volnovakha remain completely blocked.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is calling Russians terrorists. Many communities, there's no heat or power, food's in short supply, people melting snow for water. Daryl Brooks is back in court this morning. He's the man accused of driving through a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, killing six people, injuring dozens more.
For a hearing over a change of venue or to have a jury brought in from another county. His lawyers citing overwhelming community support and widespread media coverage, including video showing men, women, and children being mowed down last year.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The price of gas up another penny today. AAA's national average for regular record $4.33 per gallon. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Diesel is also a record high price, hurting truckers and businesses hardest. It's up 8 more cents to $5.13 per gallon. President Biden's blaming Russia, but Republicans say that there has been a pre-invasion gas price spike, and they blame the president's green energy policies for fossil fuel production declines. But he says domestic oil production is rising, telling a Democratic National Committee event.
The CEOs of major oil companies have said they'll increase investment and production. They have the capacity to do it. They have over 4,000 opportunities. They say there's nothing the U.S. government needs to do to incentivize them.
Today he goes to Pennsylvania.
Capitol Hill Democrats are in Philadelphia for their annual retreat and strategy sessions, though due to work needing to be done in Congress, mainly COVID relief spending, the retreat was delayed. A number of prominent Democrats are in attendance to give congressional Democrats pep talks as they head into election season, and that includes President Biden, though his pep talk comes at a time where the U.S. economy is teetering with both consumer prices and inflation high, and with Russia's war in Ukraine impacting American influence. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Now, what's happening in Ukraine may be interrupting the U.S. attempt to rejoin the international nuclear deal with Iran that President Trump pulled out of back in 2018. 18. There has been word out of Iran today and out of the European negotiations today that talks have been put on hold because of external factors. Now, they did not say what external factors they mean, but there, of course, is the situation with Iran and with Russia being an ally of Iran, and that is hanging over the nuclear talks that are on hold today. Turning to Wall Street, we are seeing the Dow up 229 points this morning, but the NASDAQ is down 50. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.